Our scripture for today comes from the gospel according to Mark, in the fourth chapter, reading verses 35 through 41. Hear the word of the Lord. And on that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with them. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." But then the wind ceased, and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Let us pray. Oh, great Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, struck by the sea, tossed about. Father, help us to make a quiet space so that we can hear what you would have us to hear and learn today. And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable to you, for it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Well, this is a switch today. Usually the men steal my sermon, and today Aridia stole my sermon. So what's that? How many of you have ever been on a boat? How many of you have ever been on a boat in a rough sea? How many of you have ever been on a boat in the middle of a storm? Anybody been on a boat in a hurricane? Okay, I know. I'm like you, Aridia cringed, and I'm kind of like that. You know, even on a calm sea, I mean, it can get pretty dicey, so to speak, especially if my father-in-law is driving the boat. But be that as it may, you know, it's scary. Because, you know, you're out there with other boats, and some of them, you know, their wakes are, you know, kind of kick up, and you hit them, and phew, you're airborne, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to fall off the boat. I'm going to drown." Well, now, put yourself in the place of the disciples, okay? The disciples are in a boat. And number one, this boat is made out of wood. This boat does not have an Evinrude or a Mercury engine on the back of it, propelling it forward. It is a 12 disciple horsepower propulsion in the middle of a big storm. And they're getting tossed about. They're fearful. And what's Jesus doing? Jesus is taking a nap. He's in the back of the boat. He's on a cushion. He's probably all, you know, snuggled up, maybe under a blanket. And he's sleeping through all of the storm. And the disciples are getting a little bit nervous. How can Jesus be sleeping? We are in the midst of this great storm. We're being tossed about. You know, we've got Waves coming over the side, splashing us around, getting us wet, nearly knocking us off our feet. How can Jesus be asleep in the back of the boat? There's a, I read commentaries about stuff to kind of get a little bit more insight. And one of the commentaries said Jesus did this on purpose. This is right after, you know, last week when we talked about the parables that Jesus did. And then right after that, you know, Jesus is saying, hey, let's go to the other side of the sea. And he did this on purpose because he knew that there was going to be a storm come up. And he did this to remind the disciples of their need. Their need for Jesus, their need for God, their need to cling to the living words that Jesus had said and that God had given to his people. It is a reminder. It was a reminder to them that how much that they needed to trust in Jesus. And I think that is true today as well. We all go through these stormy periods of our life. We lose a job and we're unemployed for a while. We lose a beloved family member. A friend dies or a friend moves away. There's a lot of uncertainty. There is a lot of anger, anguish, anxiety, whatever. And it's like we're caught up in that boat and we're just getting thrown around to and fro, fro and to. And we don't know what to do. And the only thing that we can really do is say, Jesus, wake up. Actually, he never sleeps, but you get my point. Jesus, don't you care about me? How many of you have ever said that to yourself? You don't have to raise your hands. It's a rhetorical question. I think we all at one time say, Jesus, don't you care about me? Drives us back, reminds us that yes, we're in a storm. Maybe helps us to remember that Jesus does care about us. So that's the first part of this. So Jesus then does wake up. He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And what happened? Immediately the wind stopped. The waves went away. For the most part, you know, waves never really go away. But it's a calm sea. And what did the disciples do? Whoa, man. He just stopped the wind from blowing. He just stopped the sea from bouncing us around to and fro and fro and to. He saved us. And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Well, We know the answer to that. This is Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is the Lamb that was sent to save us. Not only save us from our sin, but save us in our daily lives when the things come up, when these storms come up, and it looks like we're just going to be swallowed up. I couldn't help but think about the movie The Perfect Storm with George Clooney. It's about a little fishing boat out of New England. And they go way out to sea to a place called the Flemish Cap to search for fish. And to the west, there are three storm systems that come together to wreak havoc. And they've got to make their way back in, or else their catch is going to take and is going to spoil. And there was great wind and there was great waves. And I don't know how true it is, but one of the last shots is of the boat trying to go up this giant wave and just make it to the crest so they can go down the other side. And it doesn't make it. Instead of going over, it goes back and is destroyed. There are times in all of our lives when we are that boat going up that great wave. And we are so afraid that we are just going to fall back and be utterly destroyed. What are we going to do? Well, we are going to remember He that calmed the storm. He that is able to not only literally calm storms on seas, but He is able to calm the storms in our hearts. He is able to calm the storms of our spirit, of our minds, of our very souls. He is our protector, our comforter. And luckily, He never forgets us, because let's face it, a lot of times we forget Him. We get so wrapped up in whatever it is that we're involved with. Oh, woe is me. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this situation? Nothing is going to change. I'm just going to be and feel like this for the rest of my life. Well, if that's where you want to stay, then that is where you're going to stay. And the only thing that we can do in that case is to turn back to Jesus and say, you know what? I've always needed you, but I need you even more right now. And I've found that sometimes these storms come about in our lives because we have perhaps fallen into a rut, someplace that we have been long enough, have served the purpose for which we have been called, and it is now time to move on and do something different, to be something different than what we were. So, like I said, you know, we all hit these storms in our lives. They're unavoidable, if you will. And while we view them sometimes as being bad things, which, granted that they are, there is calm in the storm. There is an eye to the storm, and that eye is Jesus Christ. There's a psalm I came across. It's called Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me. Do you know it? It's not in our hymnals, and I didn't think about it, or I would have had to sing this as our closing hymn. It was composed by a gentleman named Edward Hopper in 1871. Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempest sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous soul. Chart and compass come from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. As a mother stills her child, thou canst harsh the ocean wild. Thou can hush the ocean wild. Boisterous waves obey thy will when thou sayest to them, be still. Wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. When at last I near the shore and the fearful breakers roar twixt me and the peaceful rest, then while leaning on thy breast, may I hear thee say to me, fear not, I will pilot thee. Amen.